years ago, I left the wide, flat fields of rural Minnesota for the island of Manhattan to find the hero of my first novel. When I arrived in August of 1978, he was not a character so much as a rhythmic possibility, an embryonic creature of my imagination, which I felt as a series of metrical beats that quickened and slowed with my steps as I navigated the streets of the city. I celebrated the press of the crowd as I was pushed out the door in a collective swell of movement, and I recited Whitman's lines, "Myself disintegrated, everyone disintegrated, yet part of the scheme." I wanted to be part of the scheme. I wanted to be everyone.